This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you see the story about Patrick Mahomes?
Which, by the way, around the NFL tweeted out, schedule release will be Tuesday, April 21st.
Wait a minute. I'm not good at math, but everybody on the planet has told me today's April 20th because it's 4:20.
Yeah.
And today's a Thursday.
Yeah.
So Tuesday would not be the...
No.
Is there some math I'm missing here?
I got to figure something else
out.
John,
can you help me with this? Give me some Asian math that makes this work.
I think it's a little too difficult for me to do.
apparently, if you are a fan of Patrick Mahomes...
I am not.
I am not either. And a fan of the Texans... Then you'll like this story.
Okay. They're in love?
Seemingly? They may not be in love, but they're certainly touching each other.
Okay.
This is from Patrick Mahomes.
I'm in love, and I don't care who knows it.
I feel like a lot of coaches like me, but especially Coach O'Brien.
Oh, yeah.
I think his
chin winked at me.
his chin bubbled with enthusiasm. I think my personality and how real I am, those are things beyond what I can do on the field that he likes. It seemed like the way I was answering questions, I think he knew that I knew what was going on. Ooh, he knew that I knew. That's sexy. You can tell when coaches have a confidence in you. All right. My hope is he's gone before the Texans pick.
God, I can only hope.
Because that would be...
But, guys, guess what? Who cares if you can play in the NFL? As long as you've got a good personality and work ethic, I mean, hell.
As long as the coach likes the way you were answering questions?
Yeah.
You can tell when a coach has confidence in you. That's all you need. You know who else he had confidence in? The ostrich.
Yeah.
You know who else he had confidence in? Brian Hoyer. Ryan Mallett.
Yep.
You know who he's got confidence in now?
Tommy Savage.
Yeah.
Savage.
I'll say this. Mahomes and Savage have thrown the same amount of touchdown passes
in the
NFL. True.
That's true, but so has Juggalo Trey.
Oh, do they have confidence in Juggalo Trey?
Juggalo Trey has a good personality, and he's got good work ethic, which is apparently all you need.
Listen, man, if he were a second or even a third or even a second, I'd be okay with it. But you know how many air raid quarterbacks in the NFL are considered great quarterbacks?
Yeah.
As many as Tom Savage's touchdown passes.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't happen. And every one of these guys, oh, this guy's different because he's athletic. And this guy's different.
I will say this, to be fair, there were questions about the offense that Aaron Rodgers came out of when he came out. And
yeah, because you'd had a lot of guys before him, and sooner or later somebody was going to hit. But Aaron Rodgers also sat for 3 years.
That's true.
And learned the NFL. If they draft him, he's not sitting 3 years. He needs to go to someplace like Arizona where they can afford to sit him. And that's the problem, though. Nobody ever does that anymore. If you go to a team that's got the guy, like New Orleans, he gets drafted there, he's not going to see the light of day for a couple of years.
Yeah.
That would be perfect. But if he comes here, I can almost guarantee he's going to be playing by midseason, no matter how much they say.
Out of necessity.
Yeah. Somebody says, hey, the ostrich could answer the hell out of some questions. Oh, yeah, he was good.
No, he was big in, I didn't get it this week, but I'm really close. It's about to explode.
Yeah.
And then when it wouldn't explode the next week, he'd come back and say, we're this close. Yeah. And he'd try to make you forget that that's what he said last week.
I just got to clean up some things.
Yeah. And he would try to make you pretend like he never said that they were this close a while back. but they're still getting really, really close. And then the next week, they're getting really, really, really close. And then, like,
and we're going to explode.
After the playoff game, it was like, I think we're really, 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 really close to me getting traded to the Browns.
I just love that they were going to explode, and when they did, it was in a bad way. Somebody asked about Mariota. Mariota was in a spread, but not air raid.
No.
And there are different...
Mariota's offense is more similar to what Aaron Rodgers played in.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was also more run balanced.
Yep.
I mean, the air raid is a very specific spread off. Mike Leach offense, Sonny Dykes, a lot of guys are using it. And, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, Dana Holgorsen. How many guys have come out of any of those systems and been great? And that's, at some point it will happen. I wouldn't want to use the 25th pick on the draft in hopes that this is the time. That's just me. And I have a lot of friends who tell me, no, this guy's got talent and he could be great. We shall see. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody said he might sit three quarters. It's kind of funny, but 409 asks, why is no one going after Cutler? I was reading... I think it was on NFL.com, and Lance was doing his evaluations of the quarterbacks and NFL comparison. Jay Cutler. Why don't you just go get Jay Cutler?
Yeah.
If that's what you're – yeah. If that's a comparison, I'd rather go get the guy who's
who
already –
Who did he compare to Jay Cutler?
Mahomes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't see that other than the arm strength. I mean –
he's got a very strong arm. He also tends to freelance. His mechanics need work. I mean, I think all that's fixable, but it's not fixable in one training camp.
But, yeah, like, Jay Cutler, let's say his NFL comparison is Jay Cutler. Is his upside something you want to draft in the first round? So far the answer's been no, right?
Right.
And B, Jay Cutler played in a pro-style offense in college. I mean, he understands... He understands what a middle linebacker is. He understands he understands how to take the snap from under center.
But he's also been in the NFL long enough where that doesn't matter.
He understands how to find his second read. You know, these are things that you don't learn at Texas Tech.
No, and Sean brought up a really good point. He says Bryce Petty didn't know what the Mike linebacker was. And Bryce Petty is the last one of those guys where I finally said, you know what, I'm just never drafting an air raid guy. Because I watched Bryce Petty play, and I thought, you know what? He's got the size I like. He's got the athleticism. He's got a good enough arm.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
He seems to make good decisions, and it just doesn't translate. That style just doesn't translate to the NFL. And part of it's because the NFL won't adjust to guys like that.
Well, but, the NFL shouldn't adjust to guys like that.
Oh, no, I think you
those guys should adjust to the NFL.
No, I think you have to make adjustments to your talent. You obviously, if you take the talent you have and you find the best way to get the most out of that player. And if some of that's doing a lot more shotgun, then do more shotgun. But trying to force a round peg into a square hole never works. And if you're going to get one of these guys, you have to have – it's just like if you're going to have Colin Kaepernick as your quarterback. You got to change your offense.
But, Fred, the reason why those – the Texas Techs of the world, the reason why they use that offense is because it balances out when you've got less talent than the teams you're playing against.
No, absolutely. But I'm not saying you go to an air raid offense at all, but I'm saying if the guy has to play out a shotgun more, you do it. If you have to do more quick hitter routes, you do it. You adjust to what you have. And then you expand the guy's game. That's good coaching. Any coach who just says, no, this is my system, you have to run it exactly the way I want, you're not a good coach.
Yeah, I'd rather not change the way my entire franchise is run based on one guy.
But you're not changing the entire way. You're not listening. I mean, you have to make adjustments. You have to adjust to the guy. If you just say, hey, you have to do this way, of course he's not going to succeed. But how about you find some plays that actually work for him? You don't even have to change your whole offense. I'm talking about you change your play calling. You find things that make him comfortable, things that he's been doing, and as you teach him to do more. Otherwise, this is what happens. This is why bad teams continue to be bad teams. They draft these guys. They throw them out there. They're crap. None of them get any better. And those teams wind up drafting another quarterback in 2 years.
The Rams.
Yeah, well, and the Rams are going to have to draft another one. Because I did not like Goff coming out, and that's fine. But the reality is, if you're going to draft these guys, you do have to adjust your offense some. And you have to play to things that – and that is why – Colin Kaepernick was so good with Jim Harbaugh, because go look what he did with his offense with that guy. He changed it. Much different offense in a lot of ways so that it fit what he did and what Alex Smith did, because they had kind of similar skill sets, and they got to a Super Bowl doing that.
Yeah.
That's what great coaches do. And look at what Bill Belichick did with Jacoby Brissett when he was in there. That wasn't the Patriots offense. It worked.
As a broken hand Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, exactly.
Beating the Texans.
Yeah.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.